This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Kristen Hughes. The Foolish Dictionary by Gideon Words. Postage and Postal Information. How to Mail a Letter. After writing it, place it in a square or oblong envelope. Round ones are no longer fashionable. Seal it on the back and write a legible address on the front. Then take a 2-cent stamp, give it a good licking, and retire it to the corner. The upper right-hand corner. On the outside, never inside, as the postmaster is not a clairvoyant. Drop it in a letter box and trust to luck. If it's a love letter, it will probably reach her all right, for Cupid is a faithful postman and carries a stout pair of wings. If it is a bill, by all means have it registered. Otherwise, your debtor will swear he never got it. If it's cash for your tailor, heed the post office warning. Don't send money through the mails. Wait until you happen to meet him on the street. If he sees you first, you lose. First-class matter. Anything you are ashamed to have the postmaster or postmistress read, and therefore seal up, is known as first-class matter. Also, postal cards, where you're only allowed to argue on one side. If you think your letter should travel slowly, invest 10 cents in a special delivery stamp. This will ensure a nice, leisurely journey, lasting from 1 to 2 days longer than by the cheap 2-cent route. Second-class matter. This class was originated for the benefit of patent medicine mixers who print circulars on What Ails You 4 times a year, and pepper the land with Before and After Taking caricatures, at the rate of 1 cent a pound. Third-class matter. While the quack nostrums travel second-class for 1 cent a pound, books, engravings, manuscript copy, and works of art have to go third-class and are taxed 1 cent for every 2 ounces. They must also be left open for inspection, thus affording the post office employee a fleeting acquaintance with something really useful. Fourth-class matter. Everything not included in the above, except poisons, explosives, live animals, insects, inflammable articles, and things giving off a bad odor. The last two do not include the Police Gazette or the Philistine. End of postage and postal information.